I can, you get them scattered out there, roll that plastic out there like a fence. And, you know, you can herd them right on into that and bring that V8 right into that horse trailer there. And they think that's a solid wall, and they'll go right, they'll herd theirself right down into a V and go right up into that horse trailer.
Well, I don't doubt that a bit. I don't know much about the horses like that there, but I know like a 5-gallon white bucket there, if you haul that there, they'll come up out of the field of cows and they'll try to run over top of you.
No, I mean, in a horse trailer. One thing about a pig, I have found out, if you try to get him out of the environment in which he's been raised or used to, it is just about impossible. If you try to load him, say if he's been in a certain pen, and you back a truck up to that pen and try to load him from out of that pen into that truck, you'll never get him into it. I mean, he'll do his darndest, so he'll never go into that.
Hey, Jerry.
But now you can have another pen right off to the side and somehow manage to let them venture their way into that pen, you know, just by nosy curiosity, they'll sneak their way over into that. What I'd do whenever I was going to haul, say, 10 or 15 of them the next day, I would leave that other pen open up for the night. And the next morning, whenever I'd get there, and the gate would lock, it would go one way. They'd shove against it, and they could open it up. But, you know, and then it'd come back. It was spring-loaded. It would open one way, but it'd go back, and it'd lock, and they couldn't get it back out. And usually, I had 250 the little ones in one lot, and I put in automatic waters, and it was the kind that you go up, what it looked like was a nipple that come out, and it was, it was brought up from under the ground, and they stuck up above the ground, and these nipples hung off of it. And the way it was designed, when you go up there and you put your mouth on it, and they clamp down on it, bite it, it was metal, they'd bite down on it, it'd squirt water in their mouth. And all I had to do is take one, just one of them, and get him over there holding him, and get him up there, and got him up against that thing, and I'd push down on it, squirt that water in his mouth, and then he finally found out, he'd grab a hold of it with his mouth and bite on it, and he'd squirt that water in his mouth. All I had to do is just show that one pig how to get water out of that thing, and all the rest of them, it wasn't long, all the rest of them knew exactly how to do it. They'd watch that one.
Yep. Hey, you got anything like that for beer? Oh, I can go for that.
Well, Jerry's making me hungry this morning. I'd like to have a little bit of ham with some eggs.
I tell you what, I know I'll get off this swine stuff here, but, you know, I found out after putting them automatic or them waters in, having all the fresh water that they wanted, I could market them pigs almost a month early. The fine market for them, the top market is somewhere between 250 pounds to 275. That's your prime. 230 to 250 is your best. That's the weight that they want. And I could get them at 230 to 250 a month ahead of time prior to the way you was doing it by the other waters, by having the fresh waters there where they could drink all the water that they wanted. You know, the water system paid for itself by being able to market them things, get them to market a month early, because they was eating eight ton of ground corn a day.
Man. How many? 250?
250, yes.
Well, I promise, if you set me up with some Heineken or something like that, I'll get you some.
I bet you had a healthy corn bill, too.
Yes, you know, Dad said, well, you're raising the corn, you ain't got nothing. I said, Dad, if I can sell that corn for $2 a bushel, and if you feed that pig a bushel of that corn, you got $2 into that pig, no matter which way you look at it. Even though you raise the corn yourself, you know, and feed it to them, if you can sell that corn, that's what you've got in that pig.
What were you getting for a full pig?
Huh?
What were you getting per pig?
Then a pig, I tell you what, it wasn't hardly even worth it. A 230 pound pig would only bring you about $120.
Good Lord, that ain't no kind of money at all.
You might as well go ahead and butcher it and sell the ham.
Well, now you stop and think about that. A 230 to 250 pound pig got anywhere from $120 to $140, somewhere around that range. The price would change. And think what the whenever they processed that and then they sold that on the market on the shelf there at the supermarket. Look what they got out of it.
Good Lord, talk about a mill man. There's something wrong in this country.
The farmer always gets the shaft. Well, what they've been doing around here and done it for years, they put chicken or turkey houses on it, and I think it takes 5 years to pay for the chicken houses, and then after that, then they make a little something. So that's a lot of hard work.
Yeah, but then if one little disease hits that area, then you got to shut her down.
Yep.
You can't raise the chickens or anything or turkeys there again for like 10 years or so. There's a lot of them around here doing the catfish farming. Yeah, they're taking some of their the smaller land or the land area there and building the small ponds, narrow ponds, deep ponds, and raising catfish or farm fish here and selling that. They're making more money off of it that way than they are anything.
Yeah, up here's the Christmas tree farm. And the Christmas trees, of course, you have to pick 4 or 5 years to come in already. So market, if you can write that off on your taxes the whole time here, if you can't use the ground for anything, you're working, you have to get a crop that takes 4 or 5 years to develop.
Yeah, they're doing that here too, Rob. They're doing the tree thing here too. Yeah, they're doing the tree thing here too.
In here, in the New York City area.